District Budget Committee meeting to order the meeting of May 26, 2020. And roll call, I think we kind of just did this, but we have Dan, myself, Beth, Pat, Buzz, Lisa, Grace, Mike, Stan, Joni, and Kenneth. And also attending, we have Mike number two.
Meyer.
Amy Mike Meyer.
Meyer.
Except he says he's Ann's iPad.
Yeah, but yeah. We can ignore that. Okay, Dale Powers, Jerry Davis, and Jim's here. Great.
Okay.
Hey, Jim.
So, next item on the agenda is who's going to take minutes for this budget meeting?
The budget committee needs to choose somebody.
I would really like to concentrate on participation as opposed to the minutes.
Okay, remember the meeting will be recorded.
That's good.
Gary, did you volunteer just now?
Who?
You.
No. Pat, the budget committee is the whole 10 people, so.
Yes, it is.
Whoever on the 10 people.
Okay, we really need somebody else to step up tonight.
Would be a meeting summary, not, doesn't have to be.
I'm not sure what that looks like. I tell you what, I will attempt to take a few notes, but I really do want to pay a lot of attention to what we're doing. And so you can give me some kind of format later on the summary.
Okay, thanks, Joni.
Thank you.
And Joni, I'll chime in. I don't mind taking notes and minutes. If I'm not a committee member, but if you want me to, I can do that.
I appreciate it. I'll take that, but maybe you can just make sure I remember.
Okay.
If the two of you take notes, you can get it all together.
Dan, how the recording gets posted, what, 30 minutes after the meeting's over?
Yeah, it usually takes 30 to 40 minutes for it to get converted to the other format. And whoever wants to review or puts the summary together, I can send whoever the audio or the audio and the video. I mean,
okay.
I get sent both of them. And then what we save for the public record is the audio, because that's the prescribed format.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Okay.
Thanks, Joni.
Thank you, Joni.
You bet.
Okay, so now we would proceed with the committee discussion of the draft budget. And I'm thinking that we've had some emails running around, and it looked like there were some questions. So it would probably be good for us to answer questions that people had. Or see if they've found the answers. Joni, you had something. Oh, you were wanting to see last year's budget?
I did, and Pat delivered the budget versus actual. I got the budget versus actual. I got the forms LB 30 and 20, and the profit loss pages, and the balance sheet. So okay. Did everyone get that?
Yes, everybody
yes.
did. If you have this, this is a comparison of last year's actual numbers versus this year's actual number.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah. So I did get a chance to look at that. Thank you very much.
And these are, for a change, real actual numbers instead of estimated actual numbers, which apparently is what we've been operating with the last few years.
Okay, I'd like to answer the question about this. Jerry asked this question, I believe. Where is the 3 years of history? Jerry, this form is called an LB-20. There's an LB-30 that is for expenditures. The LB-20 is for revenue. And this is the one that gives the historical data over on the right hand, on the left hand side. There's 3 years of historical data, but this document does not get filed until after the budget committee is through with their business at the end of June. This is what gets sent into the state. And I would like to point out, for those who don't already know, that across the top of this page, you can see I have X'd out some numbers. The big one is right here. That those numbers were never intended to be added into the bottom line on the revenue page. Those are supposed to be cash carryover from the prior year.
What numbers? I can't see your sheet.
Jerry, I gave you a copy of this in the packet I brought you today. Pardon me?
I have it in front of me.
Yes.
I don't have anything.
Everything on the top line where it says cash carryover, the top line all the way across all of the years shown here, had been added into actual revenue as if it was new revenue, which it is not. And so that's why the budget hasn't been accurate for all these years. I don't know when this started, but I do know that, I lost you.
We can hear you.
We can still
okay.
See you.
I've lost my video. I don't know.
Your name's even there now. You're no longer a computer.
Good. I like that idea. Okay. So over on the far right-hand side of that document, you will see there is a number, $25,894.
On line 3, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That number was included in this year's budget as if it were revenue. And so the expenditures planned for this year were also planned based on that amount. And that was overstating our revenue by $25,894. And then further down the page on line 13, you will see $6,000 listed. Supposed to be for a future LID. There was no, I don't know where that month that idea came from. I know there was a discussion about an LID, how an LID could be used, but there was, I don't have any backup data for where that number came from.
Pat, if I could interject there, that offsets line 12 on the LB30. Because we had to get the thing to balance, we had the expenses for the Gladys Street, but we didn't.
I understand that, but there was never an LID proposed or actually instated, so we were never going to get that revenue, and in fact, we never did.
But we also did not spend it, I think is what.
No, we didn't. Some of that money was spent on that repair there.
What's LID?
LID is a local improvement district. It is a
install, which is
tax in effect to tax persons who are affected directly by a certain major repair.
Yeah, that has to be that's an approval that has to take a lot of process.
It
we
does
don't have a local improvement district.
And
oh, there you are.
The board did not. Although that was brought up, I believe.
Never acted on it.
It was never acted on because I think the board did not want to start doing that kind of thing. Street by
so that shouldn't be on the resource part. That should not even be there, right?
Yeah. Exactly. However, the line three error, we were allowed by the state to remove that from our budget, which we have done. This
Where
was
did you put it?
Discovered about 5 weeks ago.
I'm not real clear on that.
Okay.
Well, in the past years, we had 1,000, then we had 9,000, and then adopted this year for 2018, 9,000. We come over to 2019, we have proposed 10,000, approved 10,000, and adopted 10,867. So that's money that's not
wait
in there.
Is that what you're saying? Wait, Stan.
I'm on line one on resources.
Where are you seeing 2,718?
2,700. I never said that. I said 10,894.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
Okay. So is that money that we did get carried over from the previous year?
No.
Is that what that is?
No.
No, we didn't get that carried over.
We did have, there's a lot of mistakes here. So bear with me. I'm trying to make this very clear. $25,894 was supposed to be the exact balance of our checking account on June 30th of last year.
Oh.
That was not correctly reconciled, and so it's slightly off.
What is it then? Do we know?
Stan, I don't have that number in front of me. If you'd like to come to the office, I will be glad to show you the June 30th statement. I don't have it in front of me because I'm at home.
Is that money that was carried over from last year, whatever it is? What the number that you have that we don't have here? I guess what I'm trying to say, Pat, if it was money that was carried over from last year, isn't that a resource for us to use this year?
We are supposed to use it this year, but the purpose of cash carryover, Dale, please chime in. Mike, too, please chime in. Cash carryover is what you are supposed to have set aside to start your next fiscal year. It is not new revenue that is part of your next budget.
So then where do we put it on the budget? Or do we?
You are, this form is not our actual budget. Our budget is the paperwork I'm giving you.
But this was the budget that was approved last year.
This is last year's approved budget.
Right.
That you are required to list that you have cash carryover on these forms, but it is not supposed to have been added into revenue.
So we have it listed on the actual or on the profit and loss statement or what? It's listed someplace here.
Okay. Are you referring to another document now?
Well, that's not how you refer. You said this isn't the actual document. One of these other two documents we have is the actual document. We've got the one you did at 12/21 and the one you did at 12/24. Profit and loss, and profit and loss versus actual. Do these have anything to do with the form LB-20 or LB-30?
Okay. I'm trying to follow what you are looking at.
Yes or no?
Tell me what else you're looking at that you're referring to, please.
The stuff you brought over today.
Yes.
A profit and loss page that was done at 1:21 p.m. and then a profit and loss versus actual that was done at 1:24 p.m. That's the only way I can distinguish them other than actual and what's on them. Is that?
1:20.
And then we have the.
Okay, I have the 1:20. We're talking about apples and oranges right at the moment.
No. All I want to know is where 25,84,94, our cash carryover, is listed somewhere else.
It is not listed on the documents you are referring to because we haven't reached June 30th and I don't know what the cash carryover actually is going to be.
Okay, we've got an approximation. It's going to go in one of these two pages then.
No.
It's not an approximation.
Whatever. Okay, it's not going in. All right, good. That's all we're trying to get across.
Pardon me? What I'm trying to show you is that this current year's budget has been in error to a tune of $25,000 plus that $6,000 LID all year until just a few weeks ago.
So approximately how much has it been off?
This year's budget was off $31,894.
So the entire $31,891 doesn't exist?
That's right. Wait a minute.
How is that possible?
Okay. It doesn't exist in this year's budget. We do have cash. We will have cash carryover, but that $25,894 of cash carryover was added to this year's budget as if it were new revenue that we were going to receive.
Okay, so we are not receiving any of that new revenue?
It is not, and it never was new revenue. It was what we were supposed to end up the year. If you read that first line in the resource description, it says cash carryover from June 30th. We will have some cash carryover. I just can't tell you what exactly that number is going to be. As of today, we have $26,217.
Cash carryover?
Cash in checking. But we have three payrolls coming up that are not included in that number, so those would reduce that number. And we have our what would be normal expenditures for the month of June, which probably are going to run in the neighborhood of about with the three payrolls and our normal expenditures, probably about $8,000. I don't have a cash carryover number to tell you, and it wouldn't be in these budget documents I gave you today anyway, because it doesn't belong there.
So what we should do then is forget about it while we do the budget, and then hopefully we can use that money in some other way. I mean, it's usable money. There's less of it, but there's usable money there that starts you off for the year.
Yes.
But
we might not have as big a cash carryover for next year, but hopefully we'll still have something.
There is some.
But.
Oh, yes, there will be
some. I thought you were saying that the whole 3,100 was gone. There was
no. It's gone from this year's budget, but not for the budget you are working on.
Okay.
I'm trying to explain. People have been asking, well, why is this happening and this happening? Well, it's been a last 6 weeks since the budget for this fiscal year we're in, not the budget we're working on, the budget for this fiscal year only got entered into QuickBooks 5 weeks ago when this was discovered, and that's when we discovered that cash carryover had been added in as revenue. So I'd be glad to talk further if anybody wants to know more about that.
Thank you.
And Stan, you also asked how did we estimate the number of customers. That's a bit of a mystery too. I did not receive any backup for what has happened in the past. So I don't know the answer to some of those questions.
We do know that we were listing, the way we were listing customers was different than we are now. We didn't have names definitely associated with the properties, correct?
Right.
And we've had some properties that were probably once customers, but they aren't now, they're inactive. And yeah, it's anybody's guess where that number came from.
Right. Now, Joni can vouch, Beth has been involved, Jim has been involved, I've been involved with trying to audit our accounts in the past, and we could never get a real solid handle where we all felt, okay, we've got the right number now. Because the way QuickBooks had been set up in the past was by name. So you could not trace whether you had every address listed. We now have every address listed.
And name?
The names are associated.
And name of who's paying.
It's like, it's set up almost like a landlord-tenant thing. The address is the landlord, and then below that, if it's a rental and we have successive people coming in and out, or it property sells and the names change, all right, that record will be there now. It has never been there in the past.
Right. And another thing I noticed, we have a lot of people that the kids or the grandkids are taking care of the water bill now. They're in names of there's estates that own the property, and different people that inherited the estate are paying the property or the water bill. So it's going to really help to have a definite association to that property and that tax lot number and that address.
And so when you went through and came up with 140 some instead of 160 some, mm-hmm, you are confident that within that 142, mm-hmm, that includes somebody in the community that might have two or three residences each being charged for their water.
Yes.
If there's one person's name, and it's this person has, okay. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, finish.
Well, you're confident that there aren't any lots that have water service. You're confident everybody is paying a water bill if there's water going to their property.
Yes, we still have a couple of questions where people have run old water lines, and we suspect there may be two water services on two different lots, but because the ownership is in one name on all three lots, for instance, and the owner, we don't have a meter in at that property yet, and we can't tell if they've bootlegged off. In the old days, they used to run a hose over my property. They used to run across the street to service friends and family coming in travel trailers. So that sort of thing, I think we've got all of those under watch.
So that would be a lot where there's not a structure, but there's
Sometimes there are structures there. There's one, for instance, on Gladys that has, it's all mobile homes.
Several structures, yes.
And, pardon me, travel trailers, excuse me. Travel trailers, and the family thinks there's one hookup, one water service, but we think there may be two. And it may be that the latest leak over on A, it's off of A, behind A Street. Jim, on Nelly. Nelly, excuse me, on Nelly.
Nelly, yeah.
There is absolutely two.
Where the leak was just discovered last week may enable us to find out for sure if there's a second water service on that other back lot.
What, Jim? For sure, two water services there. No doubt about it. I have a map, and I've been down this argument years ago. There's definitely, without no doubt, 100% fact, there are two services there because they have broken both of them, and I've fixed both of them.
Okay.
And they're only paying one charge.
Right. That, and by the owner has insisted just a couple weeks ago that, oh, there's only one service. So, Jim, I will get a letter together and we will start billing too.
Go ahead, Jim.
No, I was just trying to say that there's, we've been down this road because they were accidentally getting charged for one years ago. And then when we discovered it, we had, I'd been out there twice for two separate leaks. And I've been there when they've replaced both lines. So if they're telling you there's one line, they know that there's two lines going to two separate lots.
Okay. Well, we will do that next week.
The reason I'm bringing this up is I've been kicking around this 140 versus 160 number, approximately. And
70 approximately.
I can't help but think, okay, let me back up a little bit, and Jim or whoever can help. What are the commercial properties? What are the properties that are being charged commercial rate? Moe's?
Moe's, the winery. Jim, do you want to do that? Go ahead.
We have the state park, Moe's, the winery, and then the chalets. But the chalets is just based on 11 units, so that's $550 a month.
And then the Lutz property.
And the Lutz property, that's two commercials and one residential fee being charged there. And at the state park, we have part of the year when the showers are running, we charge additional there.
Yeah, I think Art set it up for the shower. They basically get charged $10 a month for it when they have it on.
Because I'm really unclear on what the definition of commercial is versus single family, because you get thrown into the mix VRBOs or short-term rentals. Okay. I mean, I can think of at least one place in Otter Rock that has multiple units that you haven't mentioned under commercial.
Okay.
So how are the, why, you know, I really don't like to wade into this too much because I don't think it's my job. I'm not on the water board. But I think there are ways to better identify commercial properties, or maybe properties that are getting away with one hookup for two or more places. And I think that's something the board needs to look into, because if you're talking about, let's say there's 10 places, that's what, another $6,000 a year that we could be dumping into meters or whatever. Anyway.
Okay, Michael, let me see if I can help clarify a little bit of this disparity.
Okay, sure.
I don't believe the total difference is as large as we're focusing on, because in the budget last year, the 167 was a combination of residential as well as commercial.
Okay.
And so if I heard the numbers based upon last week's conversation, we had 142 residential, we had 18 commercial for a total of 160. So the disparity is really 160 versus 167 that Art put in the budget last year.
Well, that's seven that we have that are, we know, inactive that are turned off.
Correct.
And
okay, maybe I missed. Did you, Dale, did you say 18 commercial properties?
I believe that's what was said last week.
Oh, okay. Well, then that could cover them. I just heard Moe's, Lutz's, State Park, Alpine Chalets.
And of that 18, 11 are at the Alpine Chalet.
Gotcha. Okay. So there's seven other. I got you. Okay. Well,
the post office might have been accounted for at the time, too. I don't know.
Right. That's, well, that's one of them I'm counting as off, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, for instance, the Lutz property is divided one residential fee and two commercials.
And what is the Lutz property? Is that where the
Surf shop down there?
Ice cream store.
An ice cream store, an apartment above, I think.
Right. Okay.
I believe
back to the
that the correct total between the two is 158, but
it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, that's not quite as big a disparity.
Well, it's still money we should have accounted for correctly.
You get 158 active water accounts?
Right.
Plus we have 7 that are off.
Plus we do, yes.
Or about 7.
We have some that are permanently off, temporarily off.
Right.
So if there's a difference between, I think the budget that we have coming, that we're working on right now, is that assuming 142 single family residents?
It is. And then the commercials were, the amount for commercials was established by the actual commercial billings from all of this year and projecting 2 more months at the time, because I was doing that in April.
So, okay. So that, so by knowing, you know, it's good that we know what, who's got what, how, you know, what we're going to pay for, because the $30 a month, which is what we were talking about, you know, for meters last year, which came up on
$20
per month for everyone. That extra, that was not paid for, that was not charged to commercial properties. Is that correct?
No.
The commercial rate
of 50, the base rate of $57.50 a month is supposed to include the $20.
Okay, if that's true, then, and that was included into the numbers that you have on your profit loss for 19 and 20, right? I mean, that was put into the base rates. Okay, as long as that, because if we want to make sure that we have all of the monies that we expect, yeah,
yes,
in here, so sure, that we go ahead and divide those out. Okay.
Now, when you look at commercial on these documents that I gave you this afternoon and last week, the commercial base rate is the $57.50. And then the system improvement, the next line down, is the $20 add-in.
Okay.
Well, that's actually supposed to be water meters then.
Same with, the same thing applies to the residential.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
And one more quick thing, and there's no, what's the definition of the single as opposed to the commercial?
I wish I knew. I requested all of last fall, probably at every meeting, that the board do a clarification of the definitions of our rate system based on the definitions that are being used for Lincoln City, Lincoln County, Newport. They've all been going through this process too of redefining what is a commercial property, what is a single family residence, what is a additional dwelling unit, what is a short-term rental, what's a long-term rental.
Okay.
It's a big discussion that probably does need to take place.
Okay,
I agree.
I have now 2 things on that list on my notes. Okay.
Who else has questions? Stan, Jerry? They must be talking to each other behind the scenes.
Well, we should just probably keep moving on. I think we went over that area there.
Okay.
So keep moving on our budget here.
Okay. So are we going to address some of the emails that came up from the community?
I thought we had. Yeah.
Comment?
Well, we were starting to.
Yeah, we are. Is there?
We have more to address. Yeah.
More to address?
I would like you all to ask all the questions that you have questions on, because that's what we're here for.
Has everybody read all the emails and stuff that have come in? Does everybody know what they say?
Well, since they didn't go out correctly, I didn't get that until about 2:30 or 3 o'clock this afternoon, and I had already been working in the office for 6 hours. So I did not see, and the last one I didn't even see. I think Rod has weighed in. I got that right before I walked in to sign on for the meeting. So.
I don't think Rod had any questions specifically.
Jerry did.
I do not disagree with the points made that originally, although it was not actually put into the wording of the discussions, I mean, I was in the room for some of those discussions, were that we were wanting to spend, you know, that rate increase on meter installation. And people want to know where it went, and where it went was basically needed maintenance for the district, near as I can understand. And that we basically did not have the income that was projected, and we wound up spending funds on fixing things that needed fixing right away in the district. I've always been a fan of the meters. For one big reason is the diminishment of leaks that result, and also because we've always been given to understand that we needed to be installing meters in order to get a loan. And if I understand what Lisa has told us, we don't have to have them all in, but we need to be showing that we are putting them in, which I've been doing, but not at the pace that was projected, because we haven't had the money to spend on them that's been projected. And I know some people felt that we've snuck this in, but in fact, this is, I think we've discovered, finally discovered our actual financial situation very recently. And at the first budget meeting, I mean, I'm guilty of saying we shouldn't pretend that we're spending this on meters if we're not, which is why the budget came out looking the way it did and clearly upset people who thought that we were plugging along spending $20.
I think rather than taking the money out of the budget meters, why didn't we take it out of our savings?
That is an option.
That would seem to make more sense, yeah, since we're supposed to commit this money to meters.
Well,
did the board vote on not committing it to meters and putting it into other, or did you just say we can take this out of here? It seems to me when you do a budget, you pretty much want to stick within the framework of the budget. I think you need to, because that's where you're telling the people the year before you've discussed, and you said this is where the money's going to go. If it doesn't go there, the people need an explanation, or we need to figure out why it didn't go there. And is it legal not to go there? I think that you're committed to the spots that you're saying there. So if you say you've got $40,000 for water meters, then that's what you probably should spend for water meters and not on something else.
Or at least 80% of that to water meters and not.
I don't know how legal it is to spend it all. I think you can have carryovers because you didn't spend it all, but to take it out of another fund and move it into another fund, I don't know whether you can do that.
Jim, how many meters did we put in this year? 22, did we decide?
Yeah.
We have 58, and I believe 35 were installed the year before.
Yeah, there was more than that installed, but some of them didn't count because they were paid for by the customers. So out of the meter.
I'm not counting the ones paid for by Barry Brown.
Well, do we have a number as to how much money was spent on the QuickBooks? I mean,
what was that question? I can't hear.
How much money did we have we spent this year on metering station?
Because I don't think the number matters as much as the amount of money that was spent towards it, because it's hard. I mean, we can't pin a product like that. What we need to say is we spent X amount on meters. Last year we spent, you know, 40 grand. I don't know for sure. I'm just throwing out a number. This year we spent money, and this is what we spent.
We don't know how much we've spent on meters then this year.
Well, it looks like $9,955.64. And I'm looking at the 1:21 p.m.
What is not included in that number is the Jim's labor cost that is in payroll. Jim's labor cost in payroll has not been tracked very carefully for the year as far as dividing it between to have a way to show what was spent on meter installation and what was spent on other repairs and maintenance. So when you're looking at that $9,000,
I would say that's about $4,000 to $5,000 off the top of my head.
At least, yeah, I agree.
That would be great.
So when we're up to 14,000, we have about 3,000 left over, right? Yeah, I just wonder, you know, it seems to me we've got to know where we're spending money on each of these items.
Agreed, and I think
we don't seem to know that.
We can do that.
In a perfect world, that's exactly what would have happened. But if I am treasurer next year, you will be seeing actual numbers wherever you want to see them.
Yeah, I kind of thought that's what we used to do at the start of every board meeting. We'd go over the budget, how much was spent that month, how much money still left over to spend. And I seem to remember that in the past. I haven't
During the time that I've been on the board, we haven't been given those numbers. We've asked for them, and we've basically gotten a stonewalled or an excuse.
Who's supposed to give them to you?
Who is supposed to give them?
Yeah, where were you supposed to get those figures from?
Well, it should have been available in QuickBooks, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
When you saw a monthly budget report on the board last...
Who does QuickBooks?
Pardon me?
Who does QuickBooks?
It's the responsibility of the treasurer to oversee QuickBooks.
But that's not what he asked. I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong, Stan, but I think you want the name of the person that is supposed to be responsible. It's. Is that right?
Yeah. As I see it, we're paying for three employees, but I thought we only had two.
There are some questions that we are trying to get into that we are not at liberty to discuss with you.
But I think it would be prudent to mention that we've been, and mostly Pat, you and others have been reviewing and the setup and where things are recorded in QuickBooks, and there have been some a lot of changes made that have been correcting where things are put, and that we anticipate that we will be able to get those answers in the future because of these recent changes.
Right.
So one of the changes, I don't know, because over the past few months when I've either watched the Zoom meetings or there seems to be some mystery around the water district. When did the lady from Beverly Beach come on board, and what was her role, or what did she do? I don't even know if that happened, but talk has it that the person that does that kind of work at Beverly Beach came on board here for a while. Is that correct, or I'm way off base?
She has been helping. She is a QuickBooks certified trainer, and she has been helping me try to get things in order. Yes.
Okay, so then my next question is, looking at the budget, which we've got to get something going on here, I'm assuming that the $6,600 paid last year, that's gone up to $72 this year for office manager. That's the person that the Beverly Beach person came in to help. Is that correct? I don't know what the mystery is here. I mean, I don't understand. I've heard Jim's dad at a Zoom meeting have some kind of I couldn't quite understand what he was saying, but he was saying something about that's not the kind of person you want to hire based on his job experience. And then I've heard other comments.
That was referring, I think, to a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Reference to a lawyer.
Right.
Okay. Which, you know, I want to get back to see how that 66 to 72, how that raise is justified. That's about a 9% interest or 9% jump.
I guess when I've been in water board committees before for budgets, we've been able to basically look at this LB20 and we could find out what we spent for the year, what was budgeted, and what we want to spend for next year based on those. Some of them are estimates. Some of them are factual, but I don't really see that we have that to work with this year. I guess I haven't figured out your information you gave us yet, Pat. I've been looking at it, and I'm not quite sure what we have. I'd like to know.
The LB20 and LB30 are last for our documents that were.
I understand that.
Sent, okay. Those are not governing this document.
Those are the documents that were filed for last year's budget, correct?
For the budget for 1920.
For 2019, 2020.
Yes.
So the fiscal year cycle, which we're currently in the last part of.
Right.
Those were the documents that were submitted to the state.
Right.
And in the past, pardon me, we've been able to use that to decide what we want to use for the next year based on what we didn't use enough in water resales.
I need to say something. Those reports are wrong, and they've always been wrong. And that is what Pat has been trying to tell you very nicely. They have been wrong. And she has been working her butt off trying to get the correct figures for you because we need the correct figures. And there's a lot of reasons why that we can't get into because of we just can't get into that the numbers are wrong and we are trying our hardest to get them to right. But right now what we have had in the past was not right. And we are trying to correct it. And that is why
we ran into some problems in the past. Not every year in the past. Last year to this year we ran into problems. The year before that we didn't run into problems, did we?
Well, it was because it was based on false information.
So it was based on the last year was based on false information. The year before wasn't, was it? Has it always been based on false information?
It going back to 2016-17, it has been.
Yes, and that is what we're working with. We are trying our hardest to make sure that we don't give out false information anymore or puff dreams.
Okay, can I say something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So really the bottom line is there's been some money spent beyond the meters for operational procedures to get better. I mean, to me, it seems like the focus hasn't been, we're trying to change it so you can get better numbers. And that's going to cost some money, it sounds like. So I think that's really, we have to be honest with the fact that there's been a little bit of a directional change in our operations, so that and maybe the meters are still a priority, but they're right now they have to be on the side until we get some things straightened out, you know. And you know, good bookkeeping is important. What I don't want is this little organization, this little district, to become a city or a county or a. I mean, I work for the county. You can go overboard on trying to be just like the next city or the. And when we're a small department, you need to. I mean, we used to pinch pennies in this organization. We just have to look at it as if we're spending the money of the residents, and we need to be careful how we spend it. And we have to be careful that we tell the residents that we're spending $20 extra, we're gonna raise it, your fees, $20, and we're gonna put it on meters and then not spend it on meters. Let's be honest about it. Let's just be transparent. Let's work with the process, and then maybe we'll get back to the meters.
Okay. Jerry, could I say something about this? This budget is a proposed budget. If you disagree with where we have placed possible expenditures, it is up to the budget committee to say so. And if you can reprioritize and say, okay, don't spend any money improving a pipeline that you know is leaking. Instead, we want you to put in meters.
Peter, Pat, I am supporting the board with my comments. I just need you to be straight with the community that this is a direction we need to go.
And we're not saying that. We haven't said that at all.
Basically, the first budget
meeting. We have installed over 20 meters in this fiscal year. So I'm not sure why there's an objection about this year's budget.
It would be helpful if it's for me, if I'm looking at the budget and where we're going, if it said clearly, does it say clearly we've already put in this many meters that when there's no number of how many meters and I look at it, I just feel like, is anything happening? But it sounds like something, lots has happened. Lots of things towards the meters has happened. It's just hard to track that.
It might be easier to visualize. If anybody's welcome to at any time, just let us, one of us know. We have keys to the office. We have a wonderful map that Beth put together, a big map on the wall that tells us all kinds of stuff. You can visually see where meters are installed. You can You can physically count them.
What I'm saying is that we have spent some money that we normally haven't spent on upgrading the office situation with the online QuickBooks and the things like that. And I'm supportive of that. You just need to say you had to divert this program to get up to grade. I'm just saying, you know, hey, but don't want you to lose sight. And if we have to, I don't know what we have to do, but I don't want to lose sight that the meters are a good thing.
I don't think anybody has made a decision about that at all. The three meters that are currently in the budget are there because we already have the three meters. We've already purchased them and they're here ready to install.
So are we budgeting for more meters then?
Pardon me? For next year?
Are we budgeting for more meters next year then? Is that what you mean?
If you so direct that that's what you want to do as a budget committee, this budget will be adjusted and monies will be taken out of the area of.
So we've got a proposed budget, right? In other words, we want to change the proposed budget is what you're saying. If we want to change the proposed budget, because it doesn't include that many meters. It only includes 3 meters.
For the whole year.
The proposed budget, right?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So if we want more, we could change that.
The budget committee, which is 10
That's kind
people,
of what we've been talking about. Do we want more or not?
Well, the first thing I read of these four different emails that went around was Joni's. And I completely agree that a priority should be given by the members of the water district to get the meters put on places that are rented. And then with stands also, because people that are in short-term rentals, they don't look at all the people that have come here this last weekend. They're having a great time, but do they really care about the community? The same thing goes for when they're using water. If there's a sign that says, please conserve water, I doubt, based on human nature, that too many people, or not too many people, are going to be really concerned about water here. If the owner had a meter and possibly was even charged commercial rate because there's money being exchanged, we could see and I agree with Joni, we could see quite an impact on the amount of water that was used, especially during our dry season. So I would like to see more money shifted towards meters with the idea that they were going to look at a priority list of getting those on rentals.
You're talking short-term rentals.
Short-term rentals.
Vacation rentals, yeah.
Jim, am I correct in remembering that the only direction about where meters would be installed was that the commercials would get it done first, and after that it would be any place there was a leak discovered, we would put a meter in. Anytime you had to dig up where there was a water service, we would put a meter in.
In the past, it's been wherever there's been a problem, somebody's called to ask us to shut their corp stops off because they've been breaking, we've just installed a meter with a new shut off instead. And then the second priority was vacation rentals. And then we had a couple of months spread where we were not able to get meters because China was a set amount. And then as of a couple few months ago, we came into the problem where there was a budgeting issue and we couldn't, I was told to not get them because we couldn't afford them, so.
And Jim, I think when you did our area over here, there was one that needed work, and so you thought it was a good idea from a money viewpoint just to do our little street over here, wasn't that right?
Yeah, you actually had the mobilization fee was kind of already paid because somebody was already paying for an installation to be installed.
Right.
The excavator right there, and we had a couple of leaks. It just made sense to spend all the money I could at that one spot and then move on. So.
Right. I understand that.
And that has happened in other places in the district this year. For instance, on the south end of A Street, there was a leak. It ended up how many meters down there? Four, Jim?
No, that we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, almost 9.
8 on A Street.
8 or 9.
Yeah, A is almost done except for one rental on A.
And I would like to point out too that there is a project that was identified as some projects that Jim and Buzz have identified as really needing desperately to get done. And one of those is a leak, long-standing leak on Ellie Street that is going, is included in here. It's gonna involve putting in meters, right, Jim?
No, they're already in.
The meters are already in on Rosalie's house?
Yep. That's where we went from 5.
Okay. Never mind then. Sorry.
Well, what I was going to suggest is that maybe what we might want to do is to go through. I mean, it kind of segues into the proposed projects for the year, because if we are going to look at where other revenues can be added to the meter installation, we might want to know more about the project that were identified as being critical. And see if there were some of them that could be set aside, or maybe some of our reserves could be used to do those, and then put the, I think it would be helpful if we could get the meter installation, get as much meter installation if we can put as much money in there into our regular budget as possible to show the community that what you are trying to do is happening. And so maybe if we can go over some of these projects and say, can this be put off for until we get the meters in and taken care of? Can we use these monies? I mean, there's quite a bit. There's $17,000 in projects.
Right.
I don't know which ones are absolutely critical and which ones could be deferred so we could put the money into more meters.
They're all more important than putting in more meters, Joni.
Yes.
Eh?
Jim, or Buzz, can you explain that a little more?
Yeah. The reason, another reason we backed off from the meters is because Jim has shown through his meter, his monthly report, January comes to mind, where the total usage was down around $240,000 gallons a month.
Yeah, three.
And when they wrote the master plan, well, that equates to roughly, I don't know, 100 gallons per capita, 90, down in that range. When they wrote the master plan, it was three times that much, okay? Per gallon, gallons per capita. So what we collectively did, without explaining to everybody, was say, well, maybe we can take a break on the meters and go look at, see what our total leakage is. Go after the main product meters and see, we can tell if we could rely on that 4-inch meter we've got in, which we can't, we could tell what the total leakage is. And do we need to keep chasing these leaks, or can we spread the money out a little bit and do something else? If we keep installing meters without knowing what the total leakage is, it's going to be diminishing returns. We'll be installing meters on perfectly good service lines that aren't leaking if we do it indiscriminately. If we're a little bit selective and install meters where we think we have leaks, then we can get after the leaks more efficiently. Basically, and then those $17,000 are addressing flow measuring up at the tank farm. That's part of it. Part of it was fixing spring three. So if we do run out of water, we can bring it back up to full service. And then the last thing is installing a new line and fixing a broken line on the big tank that affects the subgrade. And we're talking about using that old tank foundation to put a new tank on. And the subgrade, it's important that we maintain the integrity of the subgrade. I would love, if any of you have any questions, I can talk for hours on this subject, but I don't have hours now, so call me. If you just, I'm not trying to hide anything, but this is all in the fabric of why we're backing off in the meters.
This is the first time I've heard of this, Buzz. And I think the public deserves to hear about this. Thank you for telling us.
Who said that?
Well, and
it's been discussed at the last few public meetings, I have to say.
Well, it hasn't been explained in a way that we as the public could be spreading it around. We're all good ambassadors here. So, I mean, get it out in the notice. Send out the minutes. Send out the something that I don't want to look at your website every day. I want to, if you get an email that says, hey, this is where we're headed with our budget. This is why we're doing what we're doing.
It takes up time. It's hard to sit down and write every time I turn around, or every time one of the board members turns, every time Pat makes a decision on trying to make the budget better. But it takes time to write that up. Give us a call. We'll talk to you.
One of the things I did want to say about, Mike, were you going to say something?
No, go ahead.
What I did want to say, though, is that the reason that I felt like meters needed to be on vacation rentals more urgently was because they are a source, they can be an additional source of revenue to the district. But we can't even begin to, the board can't begin to talk about that change until all of those vacation rentals can be treated equally. But, you know, additional resources might be coming up from vacation rentals, plus our conservation effort. You know, there was a lot of effort last year to try to convince visitors to save water. And we don't know whether it worked or not. We have absolutely no idea. So the only way that we know whether something works or doesn't work or something is if we have a way to collect the data. And I respect the fact that you want to collect large amounts of data on big leaks. I get that totally. Because I really appreciate knowing about leaks and getting them fixed. But the vacation, the meters come into being something that's going to pay off down the road also. And I just don't want to let them go. And maybe I'd be satisfied if we could just add some more money on to get more meters into those vacation rentals and kind of put that on as a priority for installation of meters.
Can I interrupt?
Sure.
I have a vacation rental, and it doesn't matter to me if you want to tax it or whatever. But I think all this talk about the revenue we're going to get from meters is smoke and mirrors. Somebody ought to put a number on it and do an if-then spreadsheet and say, okay, in the summertime, who are the big users? Well, the guys that water their lawn. So put a number on, you know, last I saw it was $6 per 1,000 gallons extra. Go through that spreadsheet and say, well, if this so-and-so and so-and-so and this guy is watering their lawn, then how much money are we going to generate? And you know what? I think you're going to be surprised about how little it is.
I'm sure. And the other thing is
meters,
that...
let me finish.
Okay.
Meters, when we get them all installed, are not going to be for revenue. They're not going to make us any money. That's what I believe. What they're going to be for is leaks. And we're not going to... Nobody's going to want to go. Who's going to check them every month? Go around and read these meters. Do we have
We do already.
No, Jim's got.
They are read every month. And not only are they read every month, but we look at them. I mean, you know, they're available, and we need to go through and say, "Gosh, this looks." Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Think about it. Just figure out, I think if you went through and said how much money is going to be generated on these meters, you'll be surprised. It's going to be a drop in the bucket for what we need. And the other thing, the last point is, a regular water district, when they have meters and they charge extra money for extra water, that's because they're doing something. They have filtration plants, they have pumping costs, they have staffs, they have all kinds of things that it takes to bring this water. All we have gravity flow. We have Jim. If it were a perfect system, all Jim would have to do would be to exercise the valves. He'd have to fine tune the big tank to make sure that it got flushed. He would have to do sampling, but he wouldn't have to do anything else. It's a beautiful gravity system. So for us to charge more money when it doesn't cost us any money to provide that water, I'm just wondering if we can even legally do that. So I'm just saying.
I think there's a conservation thing that you're missing. We need to conserve water. We have a capacity issue.
We can do that with meters. We can do that when we're short on water. In most 9 months out of the year, we don't need to worry about it, Jerry. We've got all the water we need.
It looks like that we have a change in priorities. Then fine, let's just talk about that.
Why are we putting meters in then if we're not going to use them for?
Right.
And why are we spending $20 extra a month then?
Yes.
Because
give the money back.
We have to remember.
That was Jerry.
No, what is the reason for the meters then? That's all I'm asking.
But we have to remember too that we must replace or improve or upgrade our infrastructure, and that is not going to happen with monthly rates.
That's why we're putting in meters in case we want to get
funding. It's a requirement, as I understand. It's a requirement, and there isn't a water system. I mean, I don't think there are very many water systems. I could be wrong. That don't have meters. Places where you can live where there are no meters, and it's.
I'm not saying you don't have meters, Joni. It's just that we don't. We have the meters to check for leaks. I think it might be optional to charge people extra money for the water that goes through those meters when it doesn't cost us any money to provide it.
Well, I can give up on that, Buzz. I really can. I just feel like in the future, we are going to be really sorry that we didn't stay closer
on track. We're going to install the meters, Joni. Weren't you listening to Dan? He said, we're going to go for a loan for the whole system and we'll roll the meters in. It's going to get done.
Yes, I did hear Dan. And that's one of the things I appreciated about this conversation is I've learned some things about what the board was thinking. I've learned some things about your priorities and what, you know, and I think that what Jerry was saying is, hey, let's make that visible. And I agree with Jerry. I agree with Jerry in that we are the ambassadors. We're the people that are out there saying, hey, this really matters, or this is a good idea, or whatever. And I'd rather be on board with what you're thinking. I really have learned a lot tonight. I still have my beliefs about things, but I think it's really important to let people know. I don't know how to, but I think it's important.
Well, I kind of thought we were getting to the point where we were going to talk about the other projects we're doing rather than going back to meters again. We're moving nowhere.
We are.
And one thing I don't understand on this, we've got, isn't a lot of our payroll part of the, we've got 19,000 for systems repair. Is labor included in that, or is the labor up here under payroll expenses? And
that's
you know, it's you look at some of the items that we've done in the past, and you know, both things are going to be in the same item. So if we're doing systems repair, we're repairing the tank number one, we should know what it costs, labor and materials, the kit and caboodle. Is that what we're getting here? Because I don't, you know, there's a lot of little things, but I don't see anything that's big that's using the 18,000 for. Okay. I don't see labor included in there, basically, is what I don't see.
You're right.
Then we can't really go.
That discussion today with the QuickBooks person, whether we could start separating out payroll to that degree of detail.
And then we get an idea of what we're spending on.
This is what it's going to require.
I really don't see projects on here. I see engineering consulting, rental equipment, LA Street repairs, nothing for more than $3,700, and I don't know what any of them really are.
Where are you looking at, Stan?
Under systems repair and maintenance.
Okay.
It sounds to me like we're talking about we've got some big projects that we've got to put some money into, and that's why we're not paying for the meters. But let's forget about the meters. I just want to know what the big projects are and how much they cost.
The 17,000.
Okay. Am I wrong in thinking this way, or is this something that we guys want to pursue? Because, you know, I'm just trying to move on somewhat.
Man, I thought I rattled them off. Did I say it too fast?
Well, you said a couple things. Okay, so now this tank number two on the proposed budget. We've got an inside line foot drain, tank cleaner, and tank maintenance. So that's maintenance, plus we're putting a line in. I don't see anything for meters around the big tank. Is there someplace where I'm missing that?
Yeah, there's a meter for, it's actually a meter to measure the spring flow. So we, you know, everybody talks about running out of water.
I know what it is. Where do we see that on the budget, and how much is that going to cost?
I didn't bring my spreadsheet with me.
That's kind of how I would look at a budget myself, you know, and I don't, that maybe we're just wasting time, but I can understand what office expenses are. I can understand what the meter installation should be. I can understand those things, but if we have specific construction items that we're doing, I would kind of like to see, okay, meter for the spring number three, blah, 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 it's cost so much money, you know, you say why. But I don't see that. I just see a systems maintenance repair that doesn't tell me what we're doing.
You want to know, two meters in there, one for spring number one and two, and one for spring number three.
Okay, so, and so that's just part of $18,900.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about there. And then we've got another part of it.
Can I explain the big tank? There's a
All I'm saying is that we're trying to find out what you're putting here and whether we need to do it or not. And we don't even know how much it costs.
Well, if you won't let me tell you what they are, how are you going to find out what?
I thought you'd already know how much they cost, and you'd tell us how much they cost.
I tell you why we're doing it, Stan. And the total is $17,000. And if you want to cherry pick those projects, that's up to you. But just let me tell you.
I'm not cherry picking. I'm just trying to figure out how much they cost. That's not cherry picking. That's, I want to know what, you know, I don't understand anything else. Okay, I'm going to blankly approve that money because you guys say that's what it is. And you've explained it to me. But I still don't know how much it costs. But all these things are going to cost $18,900. How do you know that?
Time out.
You have to figure out what they cost.
Time out.
How do you know that if you haven't figured out what they cost?
Wait, time out. Here's what I have a spreadsheet at home, and I've offered to share any information that anybody wants. If you give me a call or your email address, I'll email you that spreadsheet. And
I think every budget committee member should be interested in that. I think we should have project number one. Blah, blah, blah. This is what it is. This is how much it costs. Project number two. Blah, blah, blah. This is what it is. This is how much it costs. Project number three.
Stan, you've made your point.
Okay. Well, that's what I'd like to have.
Well,
And I've asked if anybody else feels that way. Maybe I'm alone in this.
No.
Stan, I offered last week to send this out, and nobody asked for it, so I didn't send it.
Send what out?
When you look at it, however, you have to remember that payroll has to be in a different spot than repairs and maintenance. And I have notes on my page if you'd like to see where I put those things specifically. You may look at this. I'd be glad to send this to you.
Is that the ORWD proposed projects for 2021? Yeah. Okay. I can get that. I mean, I do have a copy of that, and I would be happy to run it off and take it over.
Well, why not just...
Don't do anything special for me. Let's just move on.
Well,
feel that way. That's fine. That's the rule, but I don't mind that.
I mean, when it
that's just... That's how I feel.
If somebody has a question, I sure don't want to decide out of frustration to move on.
Right.
That makes sense.
I agree.
We can't get an answer, so I'd rather move on than no, I don't want any, you know, it doesn't make any sense. So anyway, so the budget looks good to me.
Let me see if I could get us back on track, if I could. Mm-hmm. As I sit in my ivory tower here as an advisor, I see we got four choices. We can go with the budget as currently in place, which has no monies effectively allocated for the metering. And in those dollars, there is roughly $38,000 that comes from the $20 times the various customers being billed.
Yes.
Number two, we can not do the projects. And it totals up, according to my math, about $16,000 in round numbers. So that's what Stan's been asking about. And I'm going to assume that those, based upon Buzz and Jim, are mission critical projects that need to be done.
May I interrupt?
Sure.
May I? I think it's $16,000 for what's listed there, but then you have to add labor onto that. So it's, and we've got labor in another part. So if we do that, then maybe we'll have a little better idea of actually how much it costs for all of those things.
The spreadsheet.
It included labor.
Took these numbers from has.
That included labor, that 17,000. That included. Yes.
Yeah, it is labor.
Does include labor?
Yeah.
Where is the 17,000?
I don't see it on there. It's on the proposed budget sheet that we got last time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just verbally tell you how the 17,000 is divided up, and then I will send this out where you can see it printed. Okay.
I don't really need to do that.
There is labor, payroll, but one thing that isn't included there, and it's not a huge amount, is payroll taxes that the employer has to pay on that payroll. This is the gross payroll. $6,500 in the middle column is engineering and consulting fees.
Right. Yeah, I see all those. It's all listed here. I see.
$1,600 is going to be found on the budget in tools and miscellaneous.
Uh-huh.
And then there's materials, which is under materials and supplies.
I see that.
Okay.
Those are so all there.
You have this spreadsheet, Stan, is that right?
No, I've got the budget proposal. I've got the budget proposal, which... Yes, systems repair and maintenance. That's where I see the $18,900.
No.
$18,900 includes some of the meters.
Yeah.
We have another one.
So if I could finish my.
Yeah.
So if we did no projects, it's going to be anywhere from $16,000 to $18,000. If you wanted to raise fees to cover that, it would come to less than $10 per month per bill, just for those special projects. And so a fourth option would be to take that $18,000 out of savings. You've got $67,000 in there currently. And that way the money that's currently going, you know, was going to be put for the projects could be put back into the meter proposal.
Well, and that's kind of what Joni, if I remember correctly, suggested in her ideas, was to rely on some of those monies, Dale, and maybe we can come to a compromise and say, okay, we can use part of that, we can go ahead with Buzz's idea for the improvements because they sound important. But also, it seems like the philosophy of the board has changed from 3 years ago when we were all under the impression of the importance of meters, not only to track water usage, but to help people conserve it. A number of reasons were given. Mm-hmm. And now we've shifted away from, well, meters aren't so important, but these jobs are, which I agree. I'm just thinking that maybe we should, the idea would be kind of like what you said, maybe not take the whole $17,000 out of savings, because I think that might be a little too risky, but take a chunk out, move it over, so we could free up more than 3 or 5 meters for this next year, because what I heard in the past was it's those meters, or a plan for those meters, are very important for loans or a bond or whatever. And I think the board needs to make the decision that we've got more than one priority. We've got a priority to fix what we can, but we got a priority to move forward as to getting other kind of funding down the road.
Yeah.
So I think there's a compromise there somewhere.
I agree also.
I agree.
May I add?
Pat, can I talk first?
It is
Buzz, what Buzz wants to say.
Oh, go ahead, Buzz.
The meters are not important right now. We need to find out, Stan, usage is down, approaching, I'm going to say as a worst case scenario, right out of the seat of my pants, maybe 125% normal. 2 years ago, it was 300% normal. So the meters have we're going to put them in, but we're in a tight, we're tightening our belt. We don't have a lot of money. So we're saying, let's back off the meters for a while and have a look at what the total leak is. Let's assess how much is leaking versus how much is domestic flow. Once we make that decision, we can say, oh yeah, there's still a lot of leaks, and we can go back to meters, or we can say we can just quit installing meters until we get a loan. The thinking now is it's quite possible that continuing to install meters until we have more information is a waste of money, and that money can best be spent elsewhere.
So what does that look like on the budget? What does that look like on the budget? Is it what you've proposed here? Is it there's not very many, you're only putting in a few meters when there's an emergency?
No, Jim is up. Actually he's got 4 meters, not 3, not 5. We counted them after the meeting last time. And he's going to keep installing them. There's a place over on Nelly that, we may have to install some meters. And we'll keep installing them. And we'll buy some more if we have to. We'll take some money out of the $17,000 or whatever. We need a little bit of flexibility. He's going to keep installing meters. But we're trying to pick and choose where we install them rather than just, well, let's put them all in the BRBOs. That's doesn't make any sense. We don't have a lot of money, so we have to be smart. We have to try, we just need to keep a lot of balls in the air and not just focus on one thing like meters. This hasn't come up, but in about 2 or 3 weeks, we're expecting a revised budget from registered professional engineer with Jim's and my input and the board's to give us another number that hopefully will be less than that $3.5 million, but it'll be one we can rely on. And some of the things we've been doing with that meter money is paying engineers to do the work for us. So we just put the meters on hold, and it's not if then we're going to do it, but we just need a little flexibility.
And the other side of that coin is that we didn't say we're not going to install meters. We're looking at a financing package in order to do the major infrastructure repairs that includes finishing putting in all the meters.
Yeah, there's no way we're going to have a district without meters when we're done with our infrastructure improvements.
I really appreciate knowing that.
I gotta say something, you guys.
We need them to check leaks, future leaks, service line leaks.
Okay, but I guess I'm just really feeling a little bit like if you tell the public you got a raise of $20 to get the meters in, and we decide that's not important anymore, then we got to be really transparent with that.
Right? Jerry, we did not decide that.
We did.
We just have to change course. We have to have some flexibility.
We had
meters aren't important.
Interpreted the meeting when we decided to raise the fees $20 differently than I did. And that's what the public, I talk to them, neighbors all the time.
So listen, Jerry, the board has decided to take a different track. I don't care what the last board decided. They weren't here.
The last board. It was 3 boards ago.
Yeah.
But it was a good process. Yeah. And it was a very transparent process. So don't forget that.
Jerry, the process is continuing now. It's just been in the last couple of months that we realized that we do have to redirect some priorities to keep this the project going ahead. We're not giving up on meters. We're still waiting a couple of weeks for a little more data because we do want to share with the community what we're looking at. It's not like we've been hiding secret things from the community for the last 6 months. It's
clear that it's gone a new direction and needs to be clear to the public. And as I said before, we are the ambassadors. If you guys want to go out and do it on your own without a lot of communication, I know you have the meetings. I agree with all those, but there's also other written communications. And if you're going to go after a loan or a bond measure, you better have the trust of the community or you're not going anywhere.
I agree. But part of the transparency was sending everybody a copy of this budget, which
that's a start.
In this cycle.
Like Stan's doing, though, he's asking for some detail.
Yes, I think that's agree.
The devil's in the detail. Let's talk about those.
Right.
I remember being convinced.
Not to share until we had every last detail. I thought we're developing this budget now. I guess I'm all for transparency. There's no, I still fear that when people find out what the bill is going to be, and we'll get in a few weeks, we'll have a better idea of a forecast, that people are going to say, no way, we'll just hope it holds together.
Hey, can I say something? I've been trying to let everybody speak for a minute. Can I interject in just one quick second, everybody?
Yes, please.
As my title here is an employee for you guys, my biggest problem has been my positive samples. Okay. And tracking those down has been very difficult at times to figure out what's creating those positive samples. And Buzz is correct in the fact that in a big city, there's a lot of employees and houses are tightly knit and they have to pay for filtration and everything else. Our problem here with our district is because our distribution is so spread out, it's hard to find out where our problems are. So I agree with Buzz in the sense that they do have more expenditures, but if you look at it in comparison to buying a lot in Wyoming for $5,000 to get power there, it's going to cost hundreds of thousands. So we're just on a different side of the coin. So when we go out and bring back this information from the engineer, I'm afraid that the community might say, well, we don't pay anything for the water. But the problem is the distribution is where we're having issues right now. And as hopefully we can figure something out to where we can do something about the getting the water to you guys, and that's my biggest concern, is to make sure that my samples are clean. And we have done a great job of locating our leaks and slowing them down. So
well, Jimmy, what causes the dirty samples in the first place?
Most of the time it's been from leaks. We've never had a positive E. coli sample. What we've had are total coliforms. We're just indicators that there is a leak or dirt bacteria somewhere in your system. And so with us having failing valves, corp stops, nylon fittings, all these things that I've been finding over the years and everyone else, as we seal them up, our samples come back, fewer and fewer positive. But you got to think though, we're driving a car that was built in 74. So we can only expect so much out of it. And we are doing a good job of maintaining, but the valves, all the metal, because of the problems with our water itself being so low on the pH, it's going to wear hard on a lot of the fittings that we have. So, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. We spoke to the engineer about it. He said, soda ash and something else, but
you know, I don't think that's a very good idea either, but that's my own personal opinion.
Grace had a question. Could Grace get her question in?
Yeah, I wanted to see.
Yeah.
My question was, I remember being sort of convinced that the meters were a good idea. Are we benefiting from the meters? Have the meters provided help that we wanted them to provide?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I think they've given us a lot of information and helped us track a lot of leaks and even help homeowners, help us to tell homeowners that they've had leaks.
Okay. So the project is so far successful. It's just, as expected, we have infrastructure issues because things are old, they need repaired. So it's not that that we moved in a direction. So the direction that we're going is a good one. Is that, because I felt like I was kind of convinced about the meters. I wasn't really convinced at the beginning, but it sounded like the meters were a great idea. And so, you know.
Well, it sounds like they're still a great idea. It's just that other things have come up. I agree with Stan that some more detail on that 17,000 or whatever would be helpful. I also agree with Buzz and Jim that these other projects are very important.
Yeah.
I would suggest, and I agree with everything that Joni said and Stan in pointing out some of these other issues, water waste and different things. I guess getting back to what Dale was bringing up, one of the options, I would like to see some money out of savings, just a little bit extra, even if we only doubled from 4 meters to 8, and then go out of savings and go ahead with the big projects. I don't know. It's not a perfect situation, but maybe there's, like I say, a compromise in there.
Well, also, if we put in a bit more for the meters and stayed on a little bit closer to track, then I would, you know, and I heard Buzz say, hey, Will and Dan, I've heard actually all of you say, and we, as we learn more, we will do more. That is the trust. That's the trust that the budget committee, or for me anyway, let's put it my own self, that's the trust that I have for you, in you as the board. If you will, you know, look at the situation and still put in those meters to move us ahead for the future, then I think that would be wonderful. I really do.
Can I say something? Buzz, you're talking, you're going to put in 3 meters. And those are for the tanks, right? And that's kind of going to help us figure out how much leakage we have.
Those are different.
The ones meters that are going for the tanks, not residential meters.
Right. The short answer, there's 2 meters that will go on the spring source. And we already have kind of a Rube Goldberg set up on the big tank to monitor product water. To see if that by hand to check out the existing 4-inch meter. But yeah,
can we call those meters as part of the meter installation program? And we've got 3 meters there that we're working with, mm-hmm. along with the other meters that we're going to be installing. Or is that?
Yes, I can call anything you want.
The meter's a meter, I think. So you could just put that right into the systems improvement thing.
Those meters are actually helping us evaluate our leaks. Flow and our leaks, right?
Yeah, they are.
They're trying to do leaks, yeah.
That's what they're for, aren't they, Buzz?
The 1 meter that's gonna go down below spring 3, mm-hmm. That's gonna help us in the fall.
Yeah.
When we're trying to get a handle on what our spring flow is as it tapers off, maybe look at prior readings and extrapolate flow and just see where we are. We don't have anything down there now, so we don't know. And that one will be very important. And then the other one is on spring one and two so that we can get some accurate readings for a change, not with the meter that's still the
that's there right and that's now. Telling us what our flow is.
Pardon?
That's telling us what our water flow is then.
Yeah.
From the springs?
Yes.
Oh, okay. They're meters.
They're meters.
Well, they're toward the same end, since I think
we
agreed that the meters are not being put in primarily as to generate revenue, right?
Yeah, it was in, right. And that was always one of several reasons for putting in meters, and it wasn't even it was just one of many reasons why they were effective.
So, could I suggest one other path, perhaps? Dale, do you think it's necessary if we're going to eventually take some money out of savings to bump up meter installation to do it now? Or could we hold off for a while and see what our cash carryover looks like in another month?
That's a great idea.
And at that time, decide to use some savings that way?
Absolutely. You'd have to do it right now because you've got about a month before you have to submit your budget.
Did you say, yes, we need to put it in the budget now?
No, I said you'll need to, but you've got a month time frame yet.
Right. So, and the other option is to reallocate what is in system repairs and maintenance if meters should be a priority.
That's an idea too.
That is something that the budget committee would have to vote on to make a change in the proposed budget. And that would take a majority of 6 to do that.
So we're talking about spending money before July 1st or no?
No.
Okay.
This has been a good conversation. I'm going to leave the meeting. But thank you guys for all your work you're doing.
Hey, thank you, Jerry.
Bye, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. And please, whoever's here or not here, please come and ask us questions before the community gets all riled up thinking there's something nefarious going on with the board. Please.
Pat, this is Patty. I just want to say that it appears that something is weird based on how everybody acts. I don't know what it is, and I know you say you can't tell us, but you can't tell us not to feel that way when it appears that there is something's going on. So that's just my two cents.
You know, even if it was just a statement from the board, we can't talk about it for legal reasons. That would be something, but the way it's been, I get the same feeling. There's something going on. Somebody messed up, something happened. I don't know. I'm not on the board.
I think as patrons, we should at least be made aware of what we can be made aware of. For legal reasons, I know we can't, and I guess, and I don't know, because I don't know what the situation is. But it's not fair to ask your patrons to not know that there's an issue, because you're sort of like, I don't know. It's just not right, I don't think. I'm sorry.
Do you think that Pat already kind of said what you guys were wanting, was that there's something because of confidentiality that we can't explain
yet?
We can't give details about.
So let me ask you a question skirting around this. Have you been in contact? I don't think this is going to be. Are you getting legal advice on this situation? Can you answer that?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
We just held an executive session last week that was publicized and part of the work session last week.
But is it in something that we can look at?
No. I never saw minutes.
I never saw minutes. I've been looking all week. Okay.
So the minutes are now up for the public portion of the meeting.
Okay.
But the problem with executive session, there are only a few things that you can legally, you still have to take minutes, which can, in certain legal proceedings, become open. But executive session, there are just a few things that can't, that are excluded from discussion in public meetings for specific, very good reasons, often legal at the time.
That's okay. All right.
So,
makes sense.
Yeah, so there are written minutes for that part. If you listen to the recording, you'll see that we went into executive session. We came back out and took an action based on the advice that we got during that session. It's frustrating to us because our hands are tied, basically.
Sure, and that's an exclamation. That's an explanation I can live with. That's fine. But in the past, because we are a small community and people talk, so anyway, I'll just leave it at that.
No, I understand. But
we're eventually going to find out about, but we can't find out now. Is that what it is, or will we ever know?
Yeah. The important part of what you needed to know. I think what you need to know at this moment were the issues with the budget being overestimated and causing a huge problem with expenditures this year.
Right.
That's the part that you need to know, and that's public information, and it's been explained.
Why is something the public will never know?
Pardon me?
Why is something the public will never know? We know that it is, but we don't know why it is. What caused it?
We will learn from our advisors how much we can legally make public.
Sure.
When, Dan?
That's also what we will find out from our advisors. I think during this next month or two, we'll find out. But there are... We're not happy having our hands tied necessarily, but we need to follow legal procedure.
So things are being shored up, and issues that have caused this issue of the budget being horribly wrong are have been addressed, and we can look forward in the future to things being much more clear. Is that and
it is being sorted.
Okay. Well, that's.
And Grace, let me explain this to you again. This mistake that was made on the budget has been apparently made by other because of the way this form is set up. It's very unclear, I think. And the form has actually been changed for this next fiscal year, which should avoid some of those problems. But when I called the Department of Revenue and said, oh my God, what do we do? They said, well, you aren't the first, which doesn't in any way help the situation, but
you aren't the first.
What does that mean? You're not.
Yeah, what does that mean? You aren't the first in Otter Rock, or you
aren't. No, we aren't the first in other districts who have to file this document.
Oh, okay.
Which I believe is why they've changed it now for the next.
Yeah, they finally changed the document.
But, and I do not want anyone to think that this was anything on these two forms that go to the state and our budget affected by it was any anything but an unintentional mistake. And it just got copied for several years in a row. And unfortunately, when it got to this fiscal year, it had snowballed.
Dale, was this one of the things you were having an issue with a couple years ago? Because I remember you just like turning all veins popping out and you were looking.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. I remember that too.
I remember that, Dale. Yeah.
And, okay. And this has caused this board a huge amount of distress.
So we're making progress and you guys are working your funds off trying to get it better.
And I'm going to stick my neck up and, you know, in case people are whispering, we're not talking about criminal behavior.
No.
We're not talking about.
Well, that's good to say. It's good to say that and be clear.
Because, yeah, I mean, really, you can imagine how minds go here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thank you for saying that.
Yeah. There's money missing.
Yeah, there's money missing.
Believe me, we would love to be able to have this off our shoulders and resolved and everybody move forward and not have to think about this anymore.
But what we're getting from our advice is, you know,
run.
You know,
for now.
But so I may get into trouble, but I'm just going to say there. This is, we're not talking about criminal behavior.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Claire?
I would like to know where we're going to go next. How are we going to resolve this? We have those possible pathways that Dale identified and Pat added to. We have 1 week, right? No, we have a month. We have a month.
Yeah.
No, we have until the 25th or 6th of next month.
We have a month.
Another, we could have 3 more budget meetings. It's up
to I don't know if we could live.
Yeah.
Like very much. I would love to think about what we learned tonight and I would like to and I'm kind of aiming toward the taking things out of a little bit out of savings to try to ease this pain for people but I'd like to come back to this. I'm not prepared to vote on anything, certainly tonight. I don't think we were expected to, but I would hate to wait a month and then have something magically emerge because I don't know what it would be. We haven't decided anything about what things should be moved.
I do.
What do you guys think about that?
I agree.
Well, yeah, I don't think we're ready to do anything right now, but I do like at least discussion about the idea of taking a little bit out of the savings money to shore up a few meters. And there's maybe for next time, there's a couple of questions I've got about things we haven't talked about. Just a justification for a couple of things, but you know, we'll get there. It's just a matter of explaining things in details is really good. So you have a better understanding. And, you know, I know Pat's been doing a whole lot of work on this, but I think we could come to an agreement on things pretty easily once we get past all the questions and everything.
I would like to extend the invitation again to anybody who wants to come sit at the office, pour through QuickBooks, look at all the data from this fiscal year.
Can people actually go sit in the office?
Oh, yeah.
Like physically right now? We're not supposed to be near each other?
As long as we wipe down, as long as we mask up, as long as we cleanse our hands, yes.
And 6 feet.
I can't have 5 people in there. I could have one or two,
one
maybe at a time.
One, yeah.
One.
All right. I just have a quick question. That as far as the amount of money that we spend on a project, that's one thing. But Jim, do you have a limited amount of like hours in the day and in the year? I mean, we can't just say, well, Jim's going to do all these things. I mean, is there a certain limit to how much you can get done?
Yeah, I mean, when Buzz and Pat came to me
I just gave him rough estimate of what the jobs would cost. And as far as my availability, that's always been just floating, you know, wherever I've been. If the board says we want more meters in, I put meters in. But I just, as far as my salary is concerned, I always make sure that my salary duties are attended to through the state and through you guys. But as far as the additional, anything that's not on my salary, that's kind of up to the board. When they say, hey, we want you to go put in 10 meters, I'll go put in 10 meters.
Okay, so you do have the time capacity if we have the money to pay you and the meters, for example, or whatever project it is. It's not like you're running up against some time limit.
No, and I have, fortunately in the past, I have been able to work around that fairly well. So I don't have anything pinning me down. It's just up to you guys on the budget, you know, as far as what they want to do and what they don't want to do. And the whole reason I offered to do the meters in the first place was because Civil West's estimate came back so high that I thought I could help the district by keeping them in-house, and then I would get extra hours doing it. But if they choose...
You're working hourly on that then, on the meters? Is that right?
Yeah. What?
You're working hourly when you install the meters, and we've got we're budgeting for that though, right?
Yes. Well, there's been more than just the meters. I mean, there's things that have been coming up, and that's why Jerry, and I don't think he's here anymore, had adjusted my pay scale, because there were so many things that were so far off my salary coming up and down that he said we either got to revisit your salary or just come up with an hourly rate. So
how do you do your reporting on that? Do you just give them the hours you worked, or do you say what it's worked on, or
no? I keep a log. I have for a few years now, and I just write down, and if it's, you know, at the end of every month, I report to one of the board members and show them what I've done and separate my hourly and my salary, and then they sign off on it, and then the board writes me a check.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah, Jim has definitely, for his salaried work, he has specifically
duties, right, sure.
Duties that he does, which he does diligently. And then the extra work that is not part of his salary is
Right, and a lot of that extra work could be hired out. I mean, I could call Newport Plumbing or pipe contractors or whoever else, but I do understand that you guys are on a limited budget here, and because it's such a spread out district, I try to do what
I think it's great. Whatever you want to do is good, as long as we're budgeting for it. Yeah, I want to make sure we're budgeting for it.
Yeah, my question was kind of more like, I mean, are you working more than 40 hours? You know, I mean, you're one person. I would just...
No, it depends, because I don't know if most of you know this or not, but sometimes I do work for my father part-time and the district part-time, and I just float. If I'm doing more hours, I do less for him, and if I do less for you, I do. So it just depends on where you guys are at financially. If you want me to put in more, I'll put in more. If you want me to put in less, I'll put in less. But it's kind of up to what the board or the decision. I think that there are some projects that Buzz and I had come to an agreement on that needed to be done, you know, but if you guys want to do some more meters, that's up to you guys.
And you've given estimates on what, how much it would cost to do it as far as labor and materials and all. That's what I'm trying to get at. I don't know exactly how far.
That was included in that paper that Pat has. Buzz and I did include, you know, it is, you got to keep in mind, it's still construction. Nothing's ever spot on. It might be a little over, a little under, but.
Well, obviously, yeah, right. Especially when you're doing it on an hourly basis, right? Yeah, you know, if you were making an actual bid on it, you might have to hold to it. But when you're doing it on an hourly basis, it's based on how you get done. I understand that.
Yeah.
I was a contractor.
Yeah. So you know how it goes then. So. Yep, I think that, does anybody have any other questions for me?
I would just like to know when we want to get together again. And then also, I would like to hear from people. I just like to hear from what people are thinking, maybe a bit prior to the meeting, so that we had a handle, just a feel for, you know, where are we sort of landing in it? Let's say we meet in a week. We meet next Tuesday. And what have you been thinking about, and where would you like, what would you like to do? If we would come, would each come with something that we'd like to try and to make this work, I would love to hear what people are thinking.
So,
yeah.
All I have to say on that is that you can send a one-way communication to the other people on the committee. But if you start having a discussion.
Yeah, you can't. I know you can't do it.
But you, well, you can certainly, like some members did in of the public end of the committee in the last 24 hours, send out what you're thinking. And as long as there's not a back and forth on it, I think we're not breaking a public meeting law.
Yeah.
Please do not have these things coming at us an hour before the meeting or 2 hours.
Well, I know you have two M's in your term.
2 hours before the meeting.
Two M's. I didn't know. And Dan had it right on the website. I just went through and went ORDCOM 1, ORDCOM 2, ORDCOM 3, and I had no idea yours went somewhere else.
And there are some older addresses out there in people's address books that have to get deleted because they will pop. I saw something that came up addressed to Terry tonight, today.
Yeah, well, I could have been, he was ORD, or ORWDCOM 3. Then that would have gone to him. I don't know where it went.
Yeah, I don't think anybody purposely decided. I don't think anybody purposely decided.
I didn't mean to
imply
that anybody purposely did anything. I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah.
An hour or two before a meeting is not enough
notice. Yeah, that doesn't
work. Data.
That's not when they were sent.
I didn't even receive it at all. If Beth hadn't mentioned it to me, I would not have known anything had been transpiring out there.
You definitely need to check your email.
Those websites updated, our emails.
The website is updated.
Emails.
Yeah, the website's okay.
But if you have an old contact list, it might be in there.
I went off of the website when I sent one, and it was wrong, so.
Yeah.
But it appears to me that Joni sent hers a couple days ago, and I think Stan answered yesterday.
I did.
So,
and see, I didn't see know anything about any of this going on because I wasn't getting any email in my inbox until
we have the right address
afternoon.
For you. We need to get the right address for you.
Well, yeah,
we didn't have your address.
I have the right address now, but I did want people, and the reason I did that was I had been really thinking a lot about the last week, about what we'd been talking about, and believe me, I'm going to be thinking about the next week a lot.
I appreciate
what we've discussed. But I wanted to share in advance, you know, what I was thinking so that you all would have a chance to think about it too.
Yeah, that was great.
I think that the more that we offer each other, we just can do a lot of work outside. I mean, this is a Zoom is better than phone. I mean, heaven, but it's still not the same as being able to talk together one-on-one. But it's really wonderful for an interim experience. But anyway, I wanted people to think about what I was thinking about, and I wanted to hear from other people. So
Thanks.
I would love to just maybe, if we could just, it's not an assignment or anything. It's just, if you are thinking about one thing or another, let's hear about it. And then we have more information when we get together. Are you guys all willing to meet another time next Tuesday or Thursday or sometime?
We have to.
We have to.
Tuesday,
yeah.
Or
we have to, yeah.
Or maybe 2 weeks from now. Maybe.
Let's do it next week.
I think 1 week will still fresh.
Right, exactly. Next 6 o'clock next Tuesday. How does that sound?
Okay, let me make sure that my calendar is clear.
Before we
adjourn for the evening, I got just one more quick question that'll be easy to answer when you're ready.
Yep.
So on the proposed budget, I know there's not expected to be any new service installations, but what is the current cost or charge for a new hookup?
Approximately.
There's a cost to apply for that, which is $750.
Okay.
And there is an, if this, there's never been service there before, there's an SDC charge, which is $11,250, am I remembering that correct? And now we do have some prospect of possibly getting some revenue. I understand from Lisa the other day, she took a walk and discovered that Barry Brown is trying to sell his lots over across Ottercrest Loop.
Yay, Lisa.
And so, well, at $25,000 a pop, they may not sell ever. We also have had one inquiry from somebody who, I believe that purchase went through, the lot over between 3rd and 4th Street that's been for sale for quite a while.
Oh.
But I got the inquiry maybe 2 months ago about what fees and paperwork would be necessary, and I have not heard a thing back. So
new, excuse me, a new hookup is $12,000 then total for the application and the.
Let me just, I'm reading to you from the website.
The new I can look it up.
The new water service application and connection fee is $750 plus the cost of line installation and meter.
Okay.
And that's from a resolution done in July of 2018.
Do we have an estimate on what that is? Approximation?
Sorry?
The hookup?
Jim?
Would it cost $900 or $1,000 or $2,000 or
approximately? I guess it would depend on where you're at in the district. If you got a bore across the road and there's an AC line on the other side of it, it's going to be outrageous. If it's right next to your house and a PVC line, we could saddle it and dig it. It'll be pretty, you know, fairly inexpensive.
200 or 1,000 or what? For the easy one.
For an easy one, yeah. I think I've done a couple of them and kept them under $1,000. But, you know, that one over off of 3rd is going to be fun. And Buzz actually and I talked about other ways around it that we might be able to save them some money.
So just to be clear, then it's 750, whatever cost it is to run the line. Plus another, what was it, 11,000? Was that?
So the system development charge of 11,320 is charged per lot for all new construction requiring the issuance of a building permit. However, that is not just dumped into the budget. That
right,
is
yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, separate.
And can only be used for expenses that increase the capacity of the system. And this is where Buzz and I were a little skeptical, but I think now, you know, whether that could be applied to the infrastructure project, but now I think it's becoming a little clear to me, at least, that what's being proposed for the large infrastructure project will actually increase our capacity because it increases our pressure, it increases our fire flow. It actually can legally be spent, but not as part of our annual budget.
Right, okay.
Is that something that the board made up, or is that something that we're...
No, we actually...
Go under law?
We paid Civil West good money to actually go through the legal process of assessing what that amount should be. If you would like, I'd be happy to send you the document.
No, I meant it has to be earmarked. Is that a state law that it has to be earmarked?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was questioning.
The specific language is increase in capacity.
All right.
It does have to be accounted for totally separately.
Yeah.
I believe it has to be kept in a separate bank account even.
Yes, it does.
Because there may be an instance where somebody pays the fee and then never finishes their project and demands a refund for one reason or another.
Yeah.
Have we ever had one of those fees? Do we have a separate account?
There have been proposed fees before, but I don't think anyone's ever actually been
charged.
Okay.
All right. Is that everything?
It's tied to yeah. when a building.
And I'll go ahead and this evening I will send you the that SDC document.
You don't have to. I believe you. I just wanted to know if it was a state law or if we the water board had decided that's where we're going to put the money. But it's a state law, so I don't need to see it. You don't need to send me anything.
Okay.
It's on the website.
That SDC document is on the web page.
It's on the web.
Yeah.
You can go to documents and find it.
I probably won't because I know now.
Okay.
It's like also the master plan. It's in the same pull down menu.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was a state law or a federal law or what.
State.
Okay. There we go.
Dan, would you be willing to send me something about a summary? I mean, I did get sort of involved in the conversation, so I hope I captured enough to be a good summarizer.
I'll send you some things that I thought maybe between us we can come up with something.
Okay.
Great.
Later
this evening, the recording will be up in minute spots for this meeting. We're going to revamp the governance part of the website because we now have three flavors of meetings and the way to get to them is a little odd, except if you go to the bottom of the front page. But if you go to board meetings and then click on budget committee, that's where you see the agendas, the minutes. While we were talking, I added all of the page by page, the documents that Pat sent out to the committee. So that's all there, but let me just commit to say that by 9:30, the recording will be there. Hopefully less. It usually takes about half an hour.
Okay.
All righty.
We got anything else?
No.
So we're free to meet in 1 week, is that right?
1 week.
6 o'clock.
Six o'clock.
Okay.
Dan's going to have all the information ready to go. Click on the thing. We're there.
I'm. Now that I've learned a couple more things about that, it better work next week or my name will be.
There we can break the 20-minute late record that we set today.
Well, actually, we set the record at our first board meeting. I think it was 35 to 40 minutes before I got one.
Right.
This Zoom is working us, that's for sure.
All right, see you all.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Good to everybody here.
Thank you.
Thanks everyone for coming.
All right, good night.